So it's the day after Easter, and quickly, I just want to give you the challenge up front today. Ask yourself this question as we read. Why is Jesus not at the tomb? And it's in Matthew 28, verses really 1 through 10. I'll just start at 5, but to let you know, as you probably already do, the angels showed up, came from heaven, sent by God. They went to the tomb, rolled it back, and he sat on it. I could stay right there for a while. His appearance was like lightning and white as snow, and the guards were so afraid of him, they came like dead men. So we pick it up in verse 5. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He's risen from the dead, and he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." Now I've done my job. So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. And they came to him and clasped his feet, and they worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Why is Jesus not at first at the tomb? I mean, that's the big question for me right now. His horrible death, he conquered Satan and sin, and he's risen from the dead. He's alive. The most important event in history. I mean, he had split time in half, and yet Jesus chooses not to be there. I mean, don't you think he would want to be there to kind of come around from behind the rock and give a wave or a wink to his followers? "I told you, I'm coming back from the dead." But he doesn't. Why is he not there? It's pretty clear on all of the accounts that he sent an angel to tell the good news to the women. He got the women there, and they were told to go and tell his disciples. And then the disciples are then told later, we see, to go and share it with the world. So you see how it begins to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The place where God is at work. And Jesus knew this, so he decided not to be there at the tomb, but yet to gather an angel and a couple of ladies that he trusted. Once again, he chooses not to be in the spotlight. But he asks us to go out, and he asks us to be the conduit, to point to him as the light. Now, can you imagine how important and validated these ladies felt being trusted with the most important news ever? If we could just embrace our faith right there, that we are entrusted with the most important information and truth that anyone could ever have, then all the anxiety, all the fear that we have for ourselves and our friends and our family and our coworkers that we wish so badly would live closer with God or come to God for the first time, if we would just realize that, look at what Jesus did when he could have yelled, "Hey, here I am." No, he chose the other. He chose to create some space and let some other people be validated and show how important they were going to be in the whole scheme and plan of God to save the world. It's really just incredible to me what God's done here. And the thing is that, and here's the thing, he opens the doors to the world for these ladies, and I believe with all of my heart that God is ready to use us anywhere, at any time, with anyone, and we have to get away from this mentality that God's working on the very person that we think that we are trying to reach. Can I say that again? God's ready to use us anywhere, at any time, with anyone, and we have to get away from thinking that he's trying to get to the person we are trying to reach. That's the mentality that Jesus is showing, modeling here. Does God end up showing us who this person? Of course. Once the ladies got their specific instructions from the angel, they headed off in faith to tell his disciples. And that's where it's at. In faith, we move through each and every day, just as you will this week. And in verse 10, Jesus showed up to them saying, don't be afraid. And that's the challenge for the week. Don't be afraid, because God can use us anywhere, at any time, with anyone. So if you're beating your head against the wall, like I have, trying to help someone come to faith, and you've been doing it for so long, and Jesus doesn't seem to be showing up, could it be, think about this, could it be that we are called to be thinking more in terms of, God, you can use me anytime, with anyone, and it can be anywhere. You know, he prayed in John 17, Jesus did, God, may they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. I mean, let's be honest. Could Jesus do a better job at it physically, showing up in somebody's room and talking to them about who he is? Of course. Absolutely. Is that the plan? Absolutely not. The plan has always been for people to see God in you, to experience the goodness, and for you to experience the goodness of God. It's just like Jesus looking down from the cross and saying, John, here is your new mother, Mary, your new son. In other words, be me to each other so that those around you will get to know me. You know, I saw Heaven is Real this past week, and at the end, the little boy who had experienced heaven, and everyone, they were kind of calling him crazy, calling the dad crazy, and the dad had to do his best. He had the task of defending his son and at the church, and in the end, so that others could understand, he said, how long have I prayed, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? I'm here to say today, the challenge is, God, you can use me anytime with anyone, and it can be anywhere, and I'm going to get a glimpse of heaven, of Jesus, and we will certainly see the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven much more often than we ever thought we would if we would take our focus off of the person or the people right in front of us and focus through the lens of Jesus on kingdom building in the world. Have a great week.